You're listening to The Millennials' Choice Show, Canada's most trusted podcast on all things real estate, finance, and entrepreneurship. Here's your host, Matthew Ablican.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Millennials' Choice Show. I'm your host. You know me already. Matthew Ablican, goes without saying. We're here with Danny Ablican.
What's going on, guys?
Joining us today, as always. Danny, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming out, bud.
Buddy, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. You know, you're like family to me.
And, like family, yeah.
And we got a good episode today. We want to talk about, you know, have we been conditioned during 2020 and 2021? Have we been conditioned to only accept low interest rates? Like, is that something that the populace now has been conditioned? And since rates have been going up and that's been in the, you know, mass media, that's brought a halt to the real estate market. It's initially brought a halt. We're seeing it pick back up. But is it because part of the reason, is that because we're conditioned and used to these low rates? And is that a normal thing? And is that an okay thing? And is that really, you know, is that holding you back if you're in that situation? Something we want to consider today.
That's interesting. Yeah. Let's get into it. What do you mean by condition, just so that everyone's listening and watching knows exactly what you're referring to?
Okay, so, you know, TV used to be called TV programming, right? Programming. You have a program on and it's programming whoever's watching it, really. So we know the media controls a lot of people's behaviors and actions. We know that. And those media outlets are owned by private companies. And they're funded sometimes by the government. And there's different kinds of messages that get, you know, displayed. And so as a result, it may sway your decision making. It may sway you to one side of the spectrum over the other. And the list goes on and on. And whatever that message is, that's the message you're getting. And if you're not watching the news, you may feel like you're uninformed. If you're watching the news, as Denzel Washington said, you may feel like you're being misinformed. So were we conditioned these last 2 years, and were we conditioned in terms of interest rates being so low that now that we're seeing a lot of the articles, the media blitz on rates are going up and this and that, is that part of the problem? Is that causing some of the demand issues that we're faced with today? And as a result, you know, it brought a halt to the real estate market early on. And then now the market's picking back up. But were we conditioned to be used to these lower rates? And now, as soon as we saw the rates going up a little bit, one side of the rates, not even the fixed rates, just one side of the rates go up, was that putting pressure on us because we were seeing it in the media and creating a lot of uncertainty?
I think so. I definitely think we could all agree that the news media definitely has some sort of influence or is able to kind of shape people's viewpoints and, you know, their outlook, right? And their views and their worldviews on different topics. And I don't think that's any different for when it comes to mortgage rates. I think there's definitely, you know, agendas out there. And I think, yeah, we definitely have been, I don't want to say brainwashed, but manipulated to think, yeah, these rates are so outrageous right now. And it's so ridiculous just based off of the past couple of years, I think since COVID happened, right? Because at that time, you know, as we all know, the rates got significantly reduced so that people can kind of be able to, you know, afford things more easily. And as a result, what happened with that, along with printing of a lot of money, at least here for Canada, but it is also the same for the rest of the world, majority of it, it really led to a lot of inflation. A lot of things are more expensive now as a result. Some would say we're kind of leading towards hyperinflation, but that's a conversation for a different time too. Yeah, I definitely think a lot of people now that they've seen those lower rates, at one point I saw variable rates at 0.75% for mortgages, which is unheard of. It's ridiculous, right? It's not real. It's not really sustainable. And as a result now, seeing, you know, 6.5% for a variable, I think that
you have
was
6.7. No,
no, I got 6.5.
Oh,
right,
you
now
got 6.5. Just making sure.
Yeah, no, I got 6.5. So I definitely think that the media and the way they kind of go about it, has a sway on people for sure when it comes to interest rates and their view and their kind of mindset towards them.
No, absolutely. And that goes without saying. But what I'm saying is that, you know, 2020 and 2021, when we had ultra low interest rates, you know, were we conditioned to accept those rates as the norm?
I think so, because people got used to it, right? People thought that was what it should be. And like we said, now that the rates have increased, people are kind of maybe just waiting for the rates to kind of go back to the, you know, 1%.
But here's the thing, though. If it goes back down, then obviously this surge in the market's going to take place of buyers coming back into the market.
For sure.
It's going to cause a frenzy. It's going to cause bidding wars, because in February of 2022, just before the interest rates started to go up, which they started going up in March of 2022, just before that, in February of 2022, you were getting multiple offers on properties. There was like, for every property that was selling, there was like 30 offers. And so, you know, half that demand, the stats say, is sidelined. And so, you know, the market is now picking back up, because a year after interest rate hikes, March 2023, April 2023, now we're starting to see the market come back and the demand come back. So what I'm saying is, you know, are we conditioned in the wrong way? Because a lot of people are sidelined waiting, like you're saying or suggesting, they're waiting. Mm. But it's like a backwards approach to this, because if you wait long enough, then, and we have a supply issue, then when the frenzy comes back, you're not going to be able to get in, because even though the rates are lower and maybe you can afford it at that time before prices spike, then you're probably not going to be able to get in because there's so many other people competing with you.
I'll be honest with you. I think that already happened. I think those guys already missed
the boat.
I think they missed it. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm boots on the ground doing showings, you know, and I'm seeing a lot more multiple offers,
dude. Let me see your boots.
Right over here. I'm seeing a lot of multiple offers. I'm being serious, though. I'm seeing a lot of multiple offers on, you know, condos, yes, townhomes.
We are, yep.
I'll be honest, even for detached homes in Vaughan, we're seeing multiple offers for them.
Yep.
And it's crazy.
This is the spring 2023 market. This
yeah,
is
what's happening. It's crazy. Yeah. And I think it's going to get worse. Like, there's going to be more and more.
Okay, but why? Offers. But why is that? Even though, yes, fixed rates have come down a little bit. They're not as low as they were in 2020 and 2021.
No.
But now, a year after rate hikes, fixed rates have come down a little bit. And the variable has stayed where it's at ever since the rate hikes. But the fixed rates have come down. They're still not at the 1%, 2% mark, 3%. But now you're starting to see low fives for the fixed rates, certain types of mortgages, high fours, if you're lucky. But high fours, low fives for a fixed rate mortgage.
Yeah.
That's still not 1%, 2%. So that's what I'm trying to get our listeners to really understand. And I'm also trying to just go down that path right now with you, that, you know, why is that? Like, why is that? Did we, as a people now, did we say, okay, this is now the new norm? It's not 1%, 2%. It's 4%, 5%, 6%.
Yeah.
Now is the new norm.
I kind of think that's possibly what's going on. I think a lot of people are very resilient now. And I think they're realizing, well, the 1% or 0.5% or 2%, those days are gone. Those days were not real. They weren't real.
Should have bought more.
People are kind of like, we should have bought. But here's the thing. They're saying, why wait now? We waited this whole time and the rates have gone up a lot significantly. We need to get in as soon as possible. So I think a lot of people are listening to those experts and saying, you know what, we're going to get into the real estate market because we know there is going to be an influx of demand soon. You know, once we start to see more listings, as the weather gets nicer here, we're going to see a lot more supply come about, and we're going to see a lot more people jumping in, because let's be honest, nobody really wants to move in the winter time, right? Typically, people want to move where the weather's nicer and it's easier to do.
Spring and summer.
So I definitely think people are getting more resilient.
My best deals have been in December.
In December?
Always. Yeah. Always, every single year, December, I've had the best deal, like, of the year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, that's also probably because there's not as much demand, right? So if you're looking in the market in December and there's not as many listings either, and you come across something that's, you know, meets what you're looking for, and you, you know, are able to, or you're very serious and you're about to move forward, then you could get it for a really good deal.
My first deal ever in real estate was December like 8th or something.
Yeah.
I got licensed at the end of October. December 8th, I sold my first condo.
Yeah.
And then December 2022, biggest deal of my career closed. December 2021, sold my first ever investment property, top dollar in the neighborhood. Set a record.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, December's been always a good month. I agree with what you're saying. Back to the point.
Yeah.
And I just feel that, you know, if you know this, if you know that we are being conditioned about something, you know, you could call it whatever you want. You know, you're in this matrix, you're this, you're that, whatever. But you're being conditioned, right? You're being suggested to.
I think we're all always
all
being
time,
suggested to.
All the time.
Like, in all areas of life, yeah.
All the time, all the time. The point is being aware of it, right?
Yeah.
And if you're aware of it now, rates are at 0%, 1%, 2%. What were people saying, Danny? What were people saying?
At that time when the rates were low?
What were people saying? The rates were low and there was multiple offers and this and that. What were people saying?
People were like, oh, the rates are going to be like this for
a while. Well, the rates, not about the rates, about the real estate market.
They were saying it's going to crash eventually.
It's going to crash. It's going to crash. Sure. How much longer can it last like this? Well,
yeah.
2020, 2021, 2022, 3 years. Nothing crashed.
Well, the prices haven't gone down lower than what they were pre-COVID.
Oh, so they haven't. Just, they haven't even gone lower to pre October 2021 levels.
Yeah,
they haven't even gone lower than that.
No.
Some have risen higher and above that. Some property types have come down to that level.
For sure. But what that means is, if you got in when COVID was happening, you still would be up right now. That's what we're saying, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you'd still be up. So absolutely. Again, I think now people are realizing that, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, that, to answer your question, I think people now are realizing and are trying to do whatever they can to get in and buy.
But normally what happened would have impacted the prices. I just feel, and I've been saying this for a long time, there's so much uncertainty out there. Guys, I'm not one of those realtors. It's always going to go up. It's always going to go up. It's always, you know, rainbows and unicorns. No, that's not true.
No.
And when the next thing happens that does cause a real recession, I mean, we're in a real recession now, but does cause a real slowdown, I think that there will be a lot of people who get hurt. I think people will lose their homes. I think that's all going to happen. But there's this significant amount of demand that's in the market, that some of it is sidelined, some of it is actively looking. And supply is at an all-time low. Like, it's way below.
That's what I think the problem is.
That's the problem.
I think it's the supply issue.
Well, is it a problem or is it just what's happening, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Is it a problem or is it this is what it is?
I think it is a problem because people need housing, right? So if there was more increased supply, I think the prices would be more affordable for housing in general here in Ontario. So
would it though?
I think so. With more supply,
well,
I think so.
More supply than we have now, or more supply than demand? That's a question. That's a question you have to ask.
I would say if we had more supply than we have now, definitely people would not be able to get what they're getting right now for their house, right? Because of the amount of demand. And
I don't know if I agree with that.
No?
Because it just depends on the demand.
How close you are to the demand?
Yeah, it depends on the demand. The fact of the matter is, prices have held steady. We've seen the stock market crash. How come nobody talks about this? Stock market's crashed.
Yeah.
Crypto market crashed. Although crypto's, you know,
coming back up now
because of the weakening American dollar and the banks collapsing and all that stuff. But so is gold and silver. Like, you see what I mean? Because they're only going up because of, you know, losing trust in this system over here. Fiat currency.
So it's basically, you're saying it's very psychological when it comes to...
It's extremely psychological. Yeah, all markets are.
Yeah.
All markets are. But also, that's exactly what we're talking about today. But also, those things have nothing to do with what's happening right now in real estate.
Yeah.
Because, and let me be clear about what I mean by that. Gold and silver going up in price, crypto going up in price because banks are collapsing. And meanwhile, real estate is held steady and is actually coming back to the market. That's an inverse relationship right there. That doesn't make sense. Banks collapsing, real estate going up. In a traditional way of thinking, doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
you would think that the people that are financing the real estate, if some of them are collapsing, you would think that that impacts the real estate market in a negative way. But we're not seeing that just yet. It could be early. Could be early to tell. But the point is, those other markets go up and down. based on those factors, while the real estate market is not being impacted by that, it's really, really being impacted by supply right now.
But just on that point, though, I do think that if something were to happen to our banking system here in Canada, I think it would have a direct impact on the real estate market. Let's just say, even though this is very, very extremely unlikely, possible, but unlikely, one of the big five banks, let's say, go bankrupt and they have to close down and everyone loses their money and stuff. I think that'll have a huge ripple effect on the other banks and as a result, the real estate market. I think it'll have a direct relationship with the prices. I think prices will come down. I think I think our whole system.
But here's the thing, here's the thing though, like if a big five bank, like one of the big fives collapse, they're just going to get absorbed by one of the other big banks. They're just going to get absorbed by another big bank. They'll just go and buy them out.
Yeah. It's very unlikely that one of the big banks, because of the way they're just the way that they're set up here, they're very diversified and they're very conservative. You have to remember those two things, right? So very different from like the Silicon Valley Bank. Mm-hmm. That's a really big like contrast. So because they're diversified.
That's not one of the big banks in the US.
No, it was like the 16th biggest bank.
Yeah, it's not one of their big fives, sixes, big tens even, but it's still a big bank. Yeah.
But going back to what I'm saying, because like the banking system here is very conservative, especially when it comes to the underwriting of things, we have a stress test here for people that are familiar with our market.
Explain the stress test.
So for people that are not familiar with it, the government of Canada pretty much put in this, what they call stress test, and it's pretty much a buffer. So that people, when they're buying a house and they're getting a mortgage
for let's say five years,
they're not qualifying at the mortgage rate they're getting. They're actually qualifying at a higher rate. So typically it's either 2% above the rate you're getting. So if you get a mortgage rate of 3%, you have to qualify at 5% or what they call the benchmark rate, which is 5.25 right now. Honestly, I haven't kept track of the benchmark rate.
The benchmark? No, it's 5.49 or 4.5.
But it won't matter because now everyone's qualifying at like 7.5. So that's why no one has even looked at that. It's the higher of two. So now people in Canada are qualifying for a mortgage of like literally 8.5%, 7.5%, even though they're not getting that rate, they're getting something lower around 6.5% or so. So it kind of creates that buffer in case rates do come up. They just want the government wants to make sure that people are not over leveraged and overextended. Yeah. And as a result, there is wiggle room for people to be able to afford their mortgages.
So,
right?
it's interesting that you say that, because a big topic of conversation is what's going to happen when all the mortgages that were all the properties that were purchased in 2018.
Yeah.
And they got 5-year mortgage terms are now renewing 5 years later in 2023. People can't afford it and people won't be able to afford their homes. Well, first of all, those variable rate mortgages, it doesn't matter what the term was, those rates went up because the Bank of Canada was raising the rates in 2022. So that you know, if people couldn't afford that, they should have already been selling their homes most likely, because all of 2022, from March onwards, rates were going up.
For sure.
Right? So now the fixed rates, if they're obviously going to change, I don't remember what they were in 2018. They weren't 2%.
I think they were like 3.5.
High threes. Yeah,
I think fours. Four. Yeah.
So they weren't that far off. But here's the thing, though. In 2018, the stress test came into effect. And now whoever was getting a rate of, 3%, they had to qualify at 5.5.
Yep.
Roughly. So roughly around there. So now the fixed rates are at 5.5 or low fives. You could even get low five. I saw 5.09. the other day. And with that being said, those people qualified at those rates, meaning they have enough income to qualify for the loan at those rates.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with those, because a lot of people are saying, oh, it's going to crash. Trust me, so many of these houses are going to go on power of sale. Power of sale only happens when people are not making their mortgage payments and then the lender takes over and sells it and all the profit has to go back to the owner of the house, not the owner of the mortgage. So it does. If somebody is in trouble, supply's at an all-time low. If you're listening to this, sell your property. Like, don't be waiting until
don't wait
that time, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's too late.
Something, you're scrambling.
You're scrambling.
There's more supply on the market. You're going to take even longer to offer the house, right?
When you have to do something, it's like in that scenario, it's not it's a good worst. Position to be in. Yeah, it's the worst thing. So it's going to be very interesting to see because, again, all these factors play a role in it. But what we do know for sure, supply is at an all-time low. Demand isn't what it was February of 2022. It's gone down.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see it come back. So what's the solution here? I don't know. Are we going to start seeing laws that are not, you know, favorable for investors? Are we going to see, you know, the deterrent of real estate investors, deterring of real estate investors? Mm. I think in the States, I think it's California, or I forget which state it is, they're trying to pass a law that says you could only own 100 single family homes.
Only 100?
Yeah, you can't own more than that.
Damn.
And they're trying to pass this legislation. So, and obviously people are pushing back against it. They're saying, yeah, like, you know, if they start at 100, then they come down to 50, then 20.
That's
like,
true.
You know, yeah. Then they really could
then they go get that too, route. Then yeah. They get too involved, right? Then it kind of ruins that free market atmosphere. Yeah,
exactly.
But to your point, I don't about the 2018 mortgages that are coming up for renewal this year or have come up for renewal. I don't think majority of people will be in trouble. I think it's going to be personally the small group of people that bought really, really expensive homes, like really expensive detached homes that got these huge jumbo mortgages that are $1 million and up. That's going to play a huge role for or have a huge impact on those homeowners personally. So majority of people that bought condos, they got a mortgage for like, you know, $300,000, $200,000, $400,000. It's not going to make that. I don't think it's going to make or break. It could, but on a grand scale, I really doubt it, man. People are resourceful. They will max out credit lines of credits, credit cards, ask for, you know, money from family before they even think about having to, you know, get evicted, right, of their own houses. So I think that's not going to happen on a grand scale, like some people are saying.
I looked it up because I've been wanting to know that. How many mortgages are up for renewal in Canada in 2023?
Yeah.
The Bank of Canada has come out and said 1.1 million Canadians. I don't know why they said it like that, but 1.1 million Canadians will be facing the scenario of renewing their mortgages. A third of that is already on variable.
Okay.
So you're looking at two-thirds of 1.1 million. You're looking at, like, you know, 700K of people renewing across Canada.
But that's not a lot. When you're looking at the grand scheme of our population, how much people are we at right now? 30 across Canada, 30 mil? Or was it 35 mil, I think?
Yeah, but think about it. If about 700K of mortgages are renewing, majority of that is going to be Ontario. Let's say about 300-400K is probably Ontario.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, big portion of it.
Is that fair to say?
Big portion, like, probably.
Probably Ontario and BC. And but,
BC.
But the point is, like, that is a big number. That is a big number of people that, if they can't afford it now, that supply comes onto the market.
Exactly.
To balance things out.
But it's a big number in terms of the amount of homes for sure. But then you have to go look into how many of those people can't afford the increase.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is like, you're not going to be
able. How many of those people will actually sell?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And I think that number, that specific number, super is going to be low, in my opinion. But again, how would you collect the data for that? Right. Like, it's, you won't know until it happens. Right.
Yeah.
And then they look back and do studies on it. So
I just, again, wonder if we're so conditioned with those like rates. Like, I look at some of my mortgages and I go, that's great. You know, I got a rate of 2% fixed. Like, that's great. But like, I don't know. I've never paid attention to the rates in that much detail because they asked Warren Buffett, what do you do based on an interest rate announcement? He said, I don't pivot based on rates. Like, those are outside of my control, those factors. Like, I can't control that.
Yeah.
What happens to the rates. So I've just looked at good deals, bought good deals in great locations, good products, and it's worked. And then when the rates go down and the market does better, it's a win-win for me. Like, it doesn't hinder me or not. In fact, when rates are lower and I'm trying to get into the market, like, you know, in 2021, you know, I bought a lot of properties, but some of them were off market deals.
Yeah.
I had to buy them off market because I couldn't find anything like on the MLS worth buying as an investment.
That's crazy. 2021, the market was going crazy through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially afterwards, October 2021, we saw things really heat up.
In a weird way.
In a weird way, like a 20-25% increase from October 2021 to February 2022.
Well, that's why in March they had to go crazy and just increase the key interest rate, right? And just go on a, I think it was eight increases in a row.
Eight increases, yeah.
That's, last time they did that was back in 2008, I think, where they increased it that aggressively. So
it was the most, no, it was the most,
was
aggressive.
It the most? Yeah.
It was the most aggressive.
So
I just wonder if we're conditioned to believe all that. And again, it's just another thing in the back of the minds of people and that are, you know, wanting to buy, but now I don't know anymore. Is it going to crash? Rates, are they going to go up? Are they going to go down? More fear, more uncertainty. It's just another one of those, it feels like.
Yeah. For those people that, you know, are thinking about waiting for the rates to come down, again, I personally think the rates will come down eventually. I don't think they'll stay this high. But at the same time, it's one of those situations where I don't think the rates are just going to come back down to 2% just like that. I don't think it's going to happen. I personally don't think we're going to see 2% rates, 1% rates in like a very, very long time, because what led us to those rates was a absolute, it was a global pandemic that's never happened before on that scale. I don't think, unless that same thing happens again, which I think will kind of come out very differently as opposed to what happened in 2020, right? Everyone was just scared and it was panic and mass fear. Whereas now I think people are more, you know, awoken, you know, so to say. So
I don't know, dude. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I question you guys. Are you conditioned by media or social media or something? If you are, you know, figure it out, because the stats are the stats and that's not changing. And the market is coming back even though the rates are what they are, because people are resilient, people will adapt and change. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time for that to happen.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think there's more to say on the topic. Like, just really consider that.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, you guys, please do your duties. Like, subscribe. If you listen to this to the very end, thank you very much. And until next time, we are out.
We're out.